Michael Ware, a Brisbane journo who has spent a lot of time in Afghanistan, in Iraq. He was captured by the Al-Qaeda and also interrogated, and has lived to come back home, and I think is currently working on a book, and is known to our guys.
He's an old rugby player from Brisbane.
In the cage.
Written a great article in the Courier Mail, page 20 today.
Oh, today, has he? I've never read it.
Michael Ware in the cage this morning.
Hey, Ware, what are your thoughts after you heard about Osama being killed?
The first thing that came to my mind was the faces of all my dead. A lot of good American boys, a lot of good Afghans, Pakistanis, Iraqis. It's an emotional response, I guess.
Well, you believe that he was responsible for all their deaths as well as World Trade Center?
Was he primarily responsible or directly? No, not for a lot of them, but it was his vision that set all this in train. He's the one who lit the fire. Since that fire was lit on September 11, 2001, there's been perhaps around 6,000 American combat deaths and hundreds of thousands of civilian deaths, and that's what keeps coming to me.
Michael, his death is not going to put an end to anything, is it? Not going to change anything.
No, you've got to be joking, mate. This is just a chapter, I'm afraid, in many volumes that will prove to be these wars. This is going to continue, and think about it. We couldn't have scripted his death any better. A daring Navy SEAL raid, airborne assault, unleashed from American base in war-torn Afghanistan, flying at night across the worst of the worst of Pakistan's badlands and punching deep into sovereign Pakistani territory. The first time there's been American boots on the ground. And a Navy SEAL takes him down with a shot to the head and blows him away. That's a great Hollywood script.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also a great script for Al-Qaeda. According to Al-Qaeda, which is what I'm sure will emerge, the boss went down in a defiant blaze of glory to the bitter end, battling the American infidel.
Where they reckon they did the operation was on the 29th, same day as the wedding. Was there anything in that? Why did they wait so long to announce it?
There's a lot of things they have to go through. They want to make absolutely, not 100%, 1,000% sure it's him.
Yeah.
For that, they had the body itself. And from what I understand from sources in the United States, his DNA match came from his sister who passed away in the United States, and they took some brain tissue from her, which allowed them to make a comparison. There's all sorts of filters that something like this has to go through on many levels within the security and intelligence apparatus. So that comes as absolutely no surprise to me whatsoever, that delay.
Will we ever find out who shot him?
We may do, but in all likelihood, you probably won't. I might figure it out. Maybe at some point I'll be able to figure it out, because I've got quite a few friends who are Navy SEALs. In fact, one of my dearest friends is a SEAL. He and I did quite a lot together in Afghanistan. That's going to be a revered operation in the Special Operating Forces community for a long time to come. And if they can possibly identify the actual trigger puller, the man's clearly going to be a legend and won't be able to buy a drink for the rest of his life. But there is the prospect, though, when you're in something like that, there is a lot of lead in the air. And maybe we won't ever know, and they won't ever know, who was the actual individual. It doesn't matter. It was a team effort. It was a national effort. No one gives a shit.